The sight of your sorrow awakes me. It shakes me from sleep, where I keep myself full, sweeping dreams from my skull to the ocean, drowning in eyes that are brown as the earth, where our wires and wishes collide, where my mirth, running wild about, encircles and shackles my doubt, then casts it away, and the birds sing and jest, and they rest where our branches are touching. In beautiful sleep, you called me to merge, and you surge and you burst through my seams, and spill out of my dreams into everything. My rudder is here, but it cracked on the near-naked reef of my stinking ambition. I shudder to think where it's steering me now. To the ghats? To the flats of my fate, where my spats with desire and sparrings with fire are few and are forced? How sad it is that sadness suits me so. It grows like a weed from the well-watered seed of my stomach, and clings like a current or climate to those I entwine in my arms. It is everything in me, yet it is not mine. This doubt that I have in myself isn't real at all, you know. But what better guard can one find against the stones of their judgment? I've fallen already so far in my own estimations. How far can I possibly fall in your arms? Build me up. Fill me with something like courage, and spill me like porridge all over the place. Lend me your face in the night, when I'm thirsty for sunlight. Lend me a flashlight. I'll forge another fear on which to gorge myself. What a storm is love!